Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I went to pray for a particular situation. When I got there, it was an impossible situation because I found out that so many ministers have tried to solve that problem, counselors, all kinds of people. And the people at this point, they made up their mind, nothing can change the situation. And they don't want to listen to another preaching, another thing. So when I got there, I realized the wall and the mountain. And that's when I really realized we can do nothing if God doesn't do it. It is truly, I don't know, it's taking me almost going to 30 years of being in the Lord now, since I came here, to learn every day that it's really the Spirit of the Lord that does everything.
Yes.
As many as find the ability to yield to Him, things happen.
Yes.
But it's only when we hit the wall that we go back and say, God, I don't know why it's that way. But that's what happened to me, and I went to the Lord and says, You brought me this far. How can I go back without these people getting results? I flew out all that way. So that's when I realized whatever God wants to do, if you are able to hear it or see it and obey, the miracle will happen.
Amen.
So the Lord just told me simple things. Do this, say this, say that. Things that don't make sense. PhD counselors will say, what would that do? But I obeyed those things, and those things went to the roots of these people. And something, the Spirit of God, came into that place, blew up that thing in pieces, and today those people are making a difference in the nation.
Hallelujah!
God will do great miracles with just very simple things. We want to depend on the leading of the Spirit. We want to yield to the move of God. Amen? 32,000 Gideon's army could not solve the problem. But just obeying God through 300 people made a difference. Why am I saying that? We're just following how God is leading this morning. Amen?
Amen.
The word destiny keep coming up in the prayer, in the alignment of bodies. Destiny is God's plan for you. Amen?
Amen?
Destiny is God's plan for you, Pastor Van. Destiny is God's plan for you, Bomati. Destiny is God's plan for you, Shelley. When you understand each puzzle as you go, and you are able to obey God in that path, there is not a devil, there is not a demon, there is no Satan that can stop God's plan for you.
Amen.
Not one. The only way to access destiny, the only way to walk in destiny is by faith. Amen?
Amen.
Because destiny is God's plan for you. It's not man's plan for you. It's not your plan for you. It's not our parents' plan for us. It's God's plan for you. Amen?
Amen.
And it's a plan that was originated from heaven. Amen?
Amen?
So the only person that rules over that plan and reigns over it is heaven. Amen?
Amen?
So when you are aligned to destiny, it's impossible for you to fail. Because your life has already been programmed by heaven for success. Jude says you will finish well.
Amen.
Aligning to destiny is a life of surrender to the ways of God. We're here, somebody on a birthday prayed, God, whatever you want, to the uttermost part. Let it not be what I want, but what you want. Even if it stretches me. On her birthday, what is that saying? You're saying, God, if I was born this day, let your plan for me be what you do. Not what I remind you that the purpose I was born was for your plan.
Yeah.
That's a covenant prayer. Now, what we're about to do is faith. I'm beginning to, you see, faith laughs at the devil. Amen?
Amen?
If you don't know that faith laughs at the devil, Psalms chapter, I have things here, but it's in alignment with where I'm going. It's just that I'm in the spirit, I can't open, start flipping through scriptures. I'll just see them. And I want our worship team to be ready. Amen? By the devil. Amen?
Amen?
Psalms chapter 2 says, why do the heathens rage and the people imagine a vain thing? What were they raging? They were raging to destroy the things of God, or to come against the things of God, or to bind the things of God, or to stop the things of God and the people of God, or the Son of God. Amen?
Amen.
Now the Bible says, he that what? Sits in the heaven what? And Paul says, if you're seated in the heavenly places with him, you have no choice but what? You didn't say that part. The Bible says in Ephesians, there is a place, if we are dead in Christ, we are seated with him in heavenly places. So if he that sits in the heaven laughs, then if we are connected to that place, we should also what?
Laugh.
How many of us, even me, can laugh at the devil? What is the devil? We're not talking about a spirit. We're not talking about song. We're talking about situations. We're talking about circumstances. We're talking about dire situations. Amen?
Amen.
When the heathens were raging and they were imagining events, it means it was a plot, it was an agenda, it was a conspiracy that was being carried out for the destruction of the plans of God. Actually, let me read one of the scriptures. Actually, the first I was to open to you. So you know we are in alignment with the Spirit. Let me read about destiny in this part and what we're about to do. As the Lord has activated this. Exodus chapter 14. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they turn and encamp before Pehaharoth between Migdol and the sea over against Baal-Zephon. Before it shall you encamp by the sea. Can I give you the description of what most of you probably already are aware? If you study your concordance or Bible dictionaries, what is basically being described here is what most people call between the rock and the hard place. It is a dead end. The sea is here. Migdol, this part of Bethsphon, is rock. Wilderness rocks. And the only outlet, the only way here is the way leading to Egypt. There is no way here. There is no way here. There is no way here. Now, God's plan for Israel, God's plan for Moses, God's plan for you and I, he says, was for you to move in this direction. Because the ways of God are what? Higher than the ways of men. The thoughts of God are higher. The Bible says he sits in the heavens. And the only way you hear what heaven is saying is you're seated and connected to heaven. So Moses had a connection in hearing God. So God says, this is heaven's plan. Amen? When I say God's plan for his destiny, we all celebrated. Amen? But I said, you access it by faith. Because without faith, it's impossible, it's impossible, it's impossible to walk with God. You can't walk in God's plan thinking like humans. Amen? Amen. So God said to Moses, go towards the sea in between the rocks. That is your way of escape. He told the children of Israel, Tony, and what happened? They obeyed, isn't it? Now, listen to God's plan for us. So he said, he told Moses to tell them. Then, this is what God said in the spirit. God is a man of strategy. Huh? Yeah. But not human strategy. So when people walk by faith, you are walking in divine strategy. See, this is what the Lord said. He says, when you go this way, where there is no way, Pharaoh, are you there? Exodus 14:3. For Pharaoh, for your enemy, or the people that in the flesh, or the things that will try to stop God's destiny, God's, and this is what they will say. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in, that's what? Shut them in. Hallelujah. That is what heaven is planning. And this in this direction. In every generation, God is always to display that there is only one God. G, capital G-O-D. There can never be two and there will never be two. God has allowed every other demons or godly or whatever platform to exist. He allows even Satan for the season is allowed him, the Bible says. And he says the whole purpose. Romans chapter 9 says the very purpose he brought Pharaoh was to glorify his name. So everything, every religion, every satanic, every work they do, God is always looking for somebody that will show faith. Because what men fear, what every other thing themselves above the knowledge of God, all God is looking for is faith. Whenever he finds faith, all those things will come down. And then the world will know there is only one God. He's the one who created all things. The generation we are living now, the reason I'm excited, we are now beginning to enter into the season where the world will know there's only one God.
Amen.
Because right now there's so many religions, so many ways to God, so many, we are afraid of everything. everything that smells, everything that barks, everything that shouts at the church. And God is allowing that for a purpose. But we are entering the hour that God is about to say, I am God.
Amen.
So he wanted to do this here. He said, Moses, I brought you all out. But still people fear Pharaoh. Pharaoh still looks like something. But now this is my strategy. Because now I want to be honored, and this testimony will go to the rest of the nations. All the eyes at the right time. This testimony will inform them the God of Israel is the true God. Because they all feared Pharaoh. So God told him, he says, I will harden the hearts of Pharaoh, that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that Egyptians, the world, may know that I am God. And he did so. Now, let's read on. Exodus 14:5. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and all his servants were turned against the people, and they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? By the way, let me say this here. In deliverance, there are lots of people that always, you know, Jesus says, if something goes out, it comes back. Only if that place is not filled with God. If God is not there, only that. If God is there, the enemy comes back, it is more for greater destruction.
Amen.
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 Verse 6. And Pharaoh, he made ready his chariots and took his people with him, and he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. If you want to put it in correct terms, God has forever hardened the heart of Satan. Amen?
Amen.
The heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and all his horsemen, and all his army, and overtook them, encamping by the sea, besides Beth-Heroth, before Beelzebub. Verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes. Everybody say, the eyes of men.
Eyes of men.
It's different from the eyes of faith.
Amen?
Amen. They lifted their eyes. They behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid. That's the old language for very afraid. They were very afraid, terrified. And the children of Israel did what? Cried out unto the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
There is no problem crying out to God. Amen? But there's a problem when you go cry out to God and you're magnifying the devil above God. That's there were no graves in Egypt. That there were no graves in Egypt. Has thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Where has thou dealt stores with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is this the word that we did? Is this not the word that we told you when we were in Egypt? Say it. Let us alone. Some people don't want deliverance. Some people are just playing with the enemy. Let us alone. In other words, let's just stay in our torment. Stay in our bondage. Let us alone. That may suck. Did you see it? Can you imagine? Somebody just came out of torment and God is leading you to freedom, and you're going to the freedom and you're looking at it with the eyes of men. And what did he say? He says, I would rather go back to the same bondage. It's written here. Let us alone that we may go back to Egypt. That song somebody sang this morning, I don't want to go back to where I came from. Listen to this. Is this not the word that we told you that we say, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it is what? Better for us to serve. It is better for us to serve the old, to serve the Egyptians, than for us to walk by faith. Basically, it says that we should die in the wilderness. My brothers and sisters, he said, tell the children of Israel, and Moses told them, under pressure, they forgot what God said. Unto the people, fear you not. That's the eyes of faith. Because they see something different from what they are seeing. But they are standing in this same natural ground. And he said, fear you not. And then Moses said, stand still. It says, without faith, it's impossible to what? That word, please God, was to do the will of God. That's the word, do the will of God. Jesus said, I've come to please my Father, meaning to do His will always. Do you know what it means that without faith, you can't please God? Can you imagine how God feels? After He's brought them out of Egypt, He's not taking them to the wilderness. And He was not doing it blindly to them. He informed them that direction they are going is a setup. That direction they are going will require His power. He never told them, I as it's preached to us. Mm-hmm. But the word doesn't profit people because they did not believe it. Unbelief. What is unbelief? Unbelief is memorize the word, cram the word, saturate your head with the word. It's never really deeply believed. And then what normally happens in the flesh, in the flesh, when we look, we cannot laugh at the devil. We can laugh at the devil, including me, in this situation. But I believe I'm changing. Because I'm looking in the natural, they are looking in the natural, and all they saw was, Oh my God, we are finished. Pharaoh is angry. I mean, he is furious. He now marks out his ministry. And he is not laughing, isn't it? But I tell you, when you are in the spirit, that says, God saw he didn't be, and they're mad, they want to come destroy. He said, he that sees it, why is he laughing? Because he set a trap for them. Moses started laughing. Exactly like David did with Goliath. Ah! Moses said, you see these people? You see this great army, you will not see them again.
Amen.
That's a cause for joy. If you believe it.
Amen.
You see this challenge, all these people, these Egyptians, you will not see them again.
Amen.
You will see what God will do to them.
Amen.
That the world will know.
Yes.
That there is only one God.
Amen.
And not only what? Move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Move where?
Forward.
Move into the sea or move to the rock?
Forward.
That's God's plan for Israel. When God has a plan for you, will be open for us to walk through. Sometimes the door will be open for us to come in, but we have to trust God for the next door to open.
Amen.
This was the package. But they already had from the Lord. That's why we have faith. By faith, in Hebrews 11, they move forward. Amen?
Amen.
I want to take this point. And you find yourself with Pharaoh or with coronavirus, with CNN and Fox and everything. With everything happening, and you already have a clue where God is going, and there's a blockage, we better behave like Moses. That's not the time to listen to people who want to die. It's time to listen to people who want to move forward.
Amen.
Jonathan made a way and his armor bearer, and then later Saul followed. Same category. When you make a way, others will follow. There are times you don't need to debate people who are looking for death sentence, who are looking in the flesh. Obey God, and when the Red Sea passed, they will understand. Amen. Then Moses obeyed, and you all know what happened. Amen. The miracle. God makes a way where there seems to be no way. What is the purpose of this message God told me? It says, whenever you walk by faith, whenever you obey God by faith, God is already ahead of you.
Amen.
That's the whole reason for this message. Anytime you walk by faith, God is ahead of you. Not human sight. Faith is not human ability. Faith is what heaven has planned. And when heaven has something, heaven doesn't work like human beings, because heaven is not limited by laws. Heaven is not limited by flesh. Heaven is not limited by chances. Heaven is not limited by anything that is human or caused by human. Heaven is a solution.
Yes.
Yeah.
So to be a solution in a time like this, God is perfect. He said to the woman in Luke 18, if I come, will I find faith? Will I find faith? Amen?
Amen.
Let me tell you something about faith. Some people will decide to test you. Because some people are laughing at you. When God now passed, the Holy Spirit of a Elijah has what? Come upon him. People will mock you. But if you have truly heard from God and truly seen God and have testimonies the process, then nothing can stop you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So today, God's plan for us is to make a faithful generation. What are you crying about? What is it that is that challenging? That is standing or is causing the enemy to laugh at you, or is causing you to discourage, or is causing you to give up? What is that thing? That's one thing I want to share with you. Who is Moses? Find out what God is saying. What it takes to find out, God, what is your word? Set the script. Set what God is saying to you about the situation. If you don't know how to find out what God is saying to you, then just worship God every time. Mm-hmm. And something is, God is going to, and I speak to you. I went to a similar situation. I prayed, I fasted. I did what I could from the Lord. And the situation was dragging. And integrity means everything when you say you walk by faith. And then, one day I just said to the Lord, so just surrender to me. And I just stepped in. And the atmosphere changed. And the atmosphere changed, not because I received the breakthrough physically, but I had it. Brothers and sisters, they say this, that men, circumstances don't move when it takes place in your heart.
Yeah.
That peace came. When I experienced that, 2 days after then, supernatural what I needed came. I've seen that happen over. Mount Zion, I thank God for those who fear God enough to continue to obey God in the area of giving. But you have to come to a point, some trust in chariots, but your trust has to be in God. In this is the best time to be God. All through the Bible, the secret of being blessed in a time of famine is to give. And I discovered through my experience that giving is the secret. I mean, what can you get? Where can you get? The vision and the things I do are big. I mean, they're far from Mount Zion meeting those needs. I have to depend on God. Thank God for faithful. Thank God for those God is used to sustain. But outside of what Mount Zion, we're doing something nationally that requires faith. So, whatever you're going to face, seek the wisdom of God. When you have heard from God, you now see that. It doesn't matter the time. It doesn't matter how long it takes. Your peace will rest on the fact that you received from God. Just worship the Lord. Just wait. Time will not matter. You will go through me. I went to, I mean, 29 years I can sit here. I personally, be honest with you, I don't like to share a lot of testimonies. I feel it brings attention to me. But testimony is the only message people believe, because it shows you're practical with your faith. I can go through testimonies of various obstacles we faced in this house, various obstacles I faced personally, various challenges, city, nation, and see how God came through just with this single story. The most powerful weapon I have found out, if you've not heard from God about the situation, is worship. Just stay alone and just keep worshiping God. I can't explain it, but there's something about worship for extended amount of time in a situation. It invites God. And where God is, there is peace. If you don't hear him, speak to him in 23, you speak to him in many ways. Amen?
Amen.
And then, as we're about to conclude and do something right now, I want you to know, my brothers and sisters, the time we are living in now is already been written. God's plan and strategy is already been set up. Everything that you see, commotion in the world, all the shaking, all the coronavirus, all the plans, let the heathens rage. Let all this confusion continue.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, God's plan is about to bring glory to him.
Amen.
God's strategy is about to bury the enemy for life.
Amen.
And God's plan is about to glorify his name.
Amen.
And to make sure that every religion in the world knows that there's one Lord that stands above all. Every name that is named.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If there's no sickness, how would you know there is power for healing?
That's right.
If there's no darkness, how would you know light reigns over darkness?
Yeah.
If there is no financial lack, how would you know God is a provider? If somebody doesn't die, how would you know that God can raise the dead? But it is not the ultimate for the glory of God.
Amen.
When there is faith.
Amen.
No physical, psychological, human circumstances permanent.
Yes.
Only God.
Amen.
Only the word of God.
Amen.
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 So how do we respond? How do we please God radically? How do we please God in a radical way? Amen.
Amen.
It's for us to see when God is laughing and laugh with him. It's for us to see when heaven is celebrating and what? Celebrate with heaven. Now, I told you, when they are on this side of the Red Sea, I don't think me and Pastor Ben were, if we were there, we're probably dancing. Amen? Pastor Ben is there. Because what I'm seeing is not good. What I see in the nation is not good. What I see, the news I hear about Tennessee and all these places is not good. What I hear in the nation is not good. That's not the testimony of Jesus. God is not Jesus' testimony. We have good news.
Amen.
We have good news.
Hallelujah.
So, faith does things this way. Faith is like this. If you miss an opportunity to do it on this side of the Red Sea, after God reveals to you what faith is about. is already dead. Didn't laugh. That's the thing. Yes. Amen. So I said, okay, how do I need that person to do? It is, do it like Paul when he was in jail. Do it like Jehoshaphat when he was still facing the enemy. That pleases God. Those are battles you don't have to fight. Celebrated while the journey was hard. They celebrated while the enemy was in the plan coming. How did they do it? It must be by faith. Paul and Silas were beaten. They still had stripes of mockery and stuff. And Paul says, you know what? I've come a long way with God. I know God will make a way for us. I know. Why do we have to celebrate? They started dancing and angels came to dance with them and the jail was knocked out.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 The nation was what? Broken from dancing and worshiping. They said, take me free. Do this for me. Do that. They just by faith stepped into the presence. What did Joseph do? Joseph mobilized the Judah. They set the pace with celebrate. Let me tell you this. There's a celebration where we dance and we celebrate. That's different, okay, when we get blessed. But this is the celebration of faith.
Amen.
This is the dancing of faith.
Amen.
Why am I saying dancing of faith? It's the dancing, the celebration, the laughter that is confronting obstacles before they are broken. So this morning, we have 10 minutes to do this. I want you to be time to unlock the donkeys.
Amen.
It's time to fulfill destiny.
Amen.
There are provisions of destiny. There are blocktools. There are breakthroughs. We want to break. This dance and this celebration, laughing at something. You are dancing at something. You are saying, God, I want to celebrate by faith before I say it. Is there something you want to see happen? Is there something that has been laughing at you? Is there something that has been morning? I want to reverse it. Faith is powerful. Obedience brings breakthrough. So there's a song I heard them singing, practicing today. It says, you alone deserve the glory, mighty God. Amen. So we're going to dance. The level to which you dance shows that you get the message. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? If you believe that God is going to pass the rest, Brother Wola said, exciting! That's how our dancing should be.
Amen?
If your partner is in this mode and you're believing God for new doors, open doors, the rest of 2019, God clearing the way, celebrate it! If you are home today, wherever you are, dance the dance of faith.
Amen.
Sing the song of faith. Isaiah 54 says, O barren one, arise and sing. Thou that hast not given to us, sing, rejoice, and joy. Enjoy it together.
Amen.
Let's step out by faith. You are the special dancer. You are the we
victorious over Babylon. Hallelujah, we worship your God. We give you praise, we give you glory this day.